Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All right, well, let's switch gears now entirely and move to our regular Common Health segment. And today we're going to take a look at the latest numbers on cancer in Massachusetts. And guess what? There's some good news. We need some good news because overall, the rate of people dying from cancer in Massachusetts has been dropping. And here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna. And yes, I thought we could all use a little good news as a kind of an antidote to what happened in Paris. So here it is.
Okay, give it to me.
Good. Okay. So according to the latest numbers from the state's cancer registry, the Massachusetts Cancer Registry, and that's the agency that tracks cancer, not just across the state, but even town by town, our death rate in Massachusetts from cancer is generally going down. And that's for common types of cancer, even like prostate cancer and lung cancer.
Okay, so that sounds like great news. How much is it going down by, though?
Well, so it depends on the cancer, and it's broken down in these new numbers that, by the way, are just hot off the presses. They're not even on the web yet. It's broken down by male and female. But over the last few years, for example, colorectal cancer deaths in women have dropped by about 5% a year. Lung cancer deaths have dropped by 1 or 2% a mm-hmm. year in both men and women. With a few exceptions, it's a whole lot of dropping death rates pretty much across the board. I spoke with Susan Gershon. She's the director of the state's cancer registry.
For the four leading cancers, prostate, lung, ovarian, and colorectal, incidence has dropped, and also mortality. Breast cancer is pretty much stable. But for the other cancers, I think that it's exciting.
Yeah.
So that's nice, right, to hear a state official saying that they're excited about our cancer rates.
Okay, so I take it that we are doing something right in Massachusetts?
So it looks like we're doing many things right, maybe. This is Susan Gershon again.
We have screening for cancers like colorectal cancer, where you could actually prevent colorectal cancer. You have better treatment. And I think a lifestyle with more focus on obesity, obviously nutrition, smoking, alcohol, and I always say smoking, smoking, smoking. Smoking is related to not just lung cancer, but other cancers.
So, Meghna, it's kind of a virtue thing, right? We can be feeling kind of virtuous or maybe also kind of lucky to live in a state with good medical care or both.
Okay, right? But I understand that the report also found that cancer incidence rates, okay, and that's the number, of course, of new cases in a given year, are actually higher in Massachusetts than nationwide.
Right. That is right. And so that might make it seem like we actually get cancer more than in other states. But the report also found that we die from it less. And that could be because, so all of this could be because we're kind of one of the healthier states mm-hmm. in the country. So it could be more cancer is detected in this because we're having more screening, right? Like mammograms and colonoscopies.
We're being more vigilant. Yeah.
Right, right. And so it looks like we get more cancer when actually we are just catching it with our screening more often. And the fact that we die from it less could be our good medical care, we hope. Right?
We hope.
Yes,
Wait a minute, Carrie. Okay, so that is now the time where you're going to tell me this isn't all good news?
Well, it really actually isn't all good news. So there was, in this latest report, there was bad news for African-American men. They have higher rates of getting prostate cancer and of dying from it than other men. And overall, they are the group, African-American men, with the highest total rate of dying from cancer.
Okay, so this is a continuing part of a much bigger issue of racial disparities in health, including here in Massachusetts, though.
Yes, exactly. And I spoke with Dr. Kwok Tien Trinh. He's a urologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he has studied disparities specifically in prostate cancer care of African-American men. He says that prostate cancer is different from breast cancer. So with breast cancer, there's a biological explanation for a higher death rate among African-American women because they do tend to get a different sort of cancer, a deadlier one. But that's not true for prostate cancer. So you have to look for other explanations, he says. For example, do the men have equal access to the screening and the medical care, and are they getting the same medical care?
Providers may have biases in the way they treat patients. You know, there's actually really interesting studies on how the same clinical scenario read by an African-American man versus an a white woman, you treat the patient differently.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So there is ongoing research on that. And Dr. Trin says that it could lead to policy changes. It should, probably. And it also might actually help just to raise awareness among patients and doctors that there is this racial gap. But so on a more back to the positive, on a more positive note, the Cancer Report also finds that Massachusetts is doing really well on cutting the gaps between blacks and whites in breast cancer deaths. So it's made more progress on equalizing the races on that than any other state.
Okay, good. But yeah, still progress yet to be made as well.
Yes.
Any sort of, I mean, as patients or practitioners, any action points or you know, news you can use to help us through this?
You mean like aside from the don't smoke that we just heard?
The obvious one.
Yes,
yeah.
Which does make sense because lung cancer remains the state's biggest killer among the different cancers.
Okay, so don't smoke.
And? Well, I can tell you that on our Common Health post about these new numbers, which we've just posted, one of the things that struck our guest contributor, Dr. David Scales, the most was this big drop in colorectal cancer diagnoses. And it was especially big among men. So, you know, that could well be because of this significant rise, which also was documented in people getting colonoscopies. Because a colonoscopy it actually can act as prevention, right? Because you have these polyps removed if they find them. So one big takeaway is that if your doctor tells you that you should get a colonoscopy, I know it's not the most pleasant thing in the world, but you really should. And I actually plan to tell my husband exactly that this evening.
I'm sure he's looking forward to the reminder.
I was supposed to schedule it.
But it's true. It's true. Yeah. Everyone knows an avoider out there. Remind them to get screened.
Yep.
Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can read more about statewide cancer statistics at commonhealth.wbur.org. Carrie, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Meg.
There's more of the show in just about 90 seconds. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.